is a gift from you.
A gift. We are in the gifting mood today. It's Friday, the 23rd of December, and you're listening, as usual, to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with brilliant images and fun, sort of a lift in our voice, because I got lifts in my shoes, I guess. I don't know. At trying to make myself feel big. It's big. It's a big game.
You're not one of those guys, are you?
No, I'm actually not one of those guys. I'm just going through a lot of email that I have gotten in the last 24 hours. On the road, by the way, and happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa comes, what, after Christmas, right? Isn't that
yes.
what it usually? Yeah, and Ramadan's in here. All kinds of things. Happy holidays from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich went to a party last night. And acted pretty immaturely. Apparently didn't leave until early, the wee hours of the morning today, and sent a, please let me out of jail, please excuse me. It's like a teacher's
yeah.
note.
And you know what's funny? I was still at a party when I got his email.
Really?
And I'm here.
Yes, because you're the good trooper. Anyway, Merry Christmas. We'll have lots of Christmas. This program is about Christmas today, appropriately. We're not actually going to be able to do the program live on Sunday, because we don't do a Sunday program. Normally, if I'm on the air Monday through Friday, and it's Christmas, we're here. But, I have, no, it'll be good. I have, in the good news department, sort of the strange news department, Jennifer.
Okay.
There are a lot of people talking this week about the price of gasoline. And I'm trying to figure this out. Because apparently,
like, did
some
they
people,
just wake up or something?
Well, the people in the Gas Dealers Association mm-hmm. have been talking about the recent spike in the price of gasoline. I've been driving across the country so far.
I think it's lower.
It is lower. It's lower every place I've been. I bought gas. Let's see. I think I bought seven, probably tank. I think I have seven tanks of fuel. And in four of the seven places I stopped, the price is under $3. From Ohio across through the Midwest and down into Texas and Arizona. I'm in Phoenix this morning, and the price of gasoline is $2.94. As a matter of fact, I just looked at the gas station across the street from where I am, $2.94.
Yeah. So I don't what did I tell you the other day? 3:30 something here for L.A.?
Yeah.
That's
it's
really,
gone. That's way
really
that's like 40 cents off what it was when I was there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So what the heck are they talking about? I don't know. But in the normal, people say, well, are you going to be kind to the news media because it's the holidays? No.
No. They're the one group we don't have to be kind to this time of year.
Because they get it wrong 94% of the time or something. I don't even begin to get it. And the people on a lot of these foolish talk radio hosts who fall for anything and everything, it's me. Okay, it's Christmas. We're not doing that. We're going to have a number of well wishes from people. As a matter of fact, if you have Christmas wishes you'd like to share with us, 800-510-8255, or with somebody else. You know what we can do? We do this normally on Christmas Day. And it may be that today it doesn't quite work, but I'll invite you to do it anyway. If you would like us to call somebody that you're close to anywhere in the world, if you have the phone number, we'll call them and wish them a Merry Christmas from you. You stay on the line. We'll call them if you have somebody who's in the service and you know their number. Most of the men and women in the service have cell phones that work in the theater of our, like, for example, if you had a son or daughter in Afghanistan and you had their number, is that something that, don't they, when they actually go out, they're not supposed to have cell phones when they're out in the trenches,
really,
so to speak?
I don't know. Mm-mm.
All right, somebody who's in
we'll
the service
have to
ask
somebody.
Who's been, yeah, 800-510-8255. What's the rule for men and women who are in the service as far as cell phones are concerned when they're actually out in a field of battle, when they're in harm's way? Can you imagine? You're shooting at somebody, or somebody's shooting at you, and your cell phone goes off? I don't know. That makes too much
sense. They may not have cell phones, you're right.
Stand by for a minute while I shoot this guy.
Let me answer that. Hold on.
Yeah. All right. At any rate, 800-510-8255. Our poll yesterday, where is Christmas dinner this year? For you, Jennifer, you're going, let me just say, you're going to your mom's house, right?
Well, no, Christmas Eve I'm cooking at my dad's house, and then Christmas Day I'll be at my dad's cousin's house.
Ah, okay. And so you're not. Where's your mom in all of this?
She comes with me in my little dysfunctional family.
That's okay. Everybody comes from a dysfunctional family.
Yeah, we you put the fun in ours, the fun and dysfunction.
Yeah, why not? I was talking to a friend of mine last night who's had such a horrible time with her mother. God bless her. She's a wonderful woman. And her mother is a monster. And her mother is the alcoholic and has been razzing her for years about things. And she has, to her credit, been able to make a life for herself above and beyond what her family gave her in terms of how the cards were dealt. And she's a wonderful, I think very, very highly of her. At any rate, so her mother's trying to guilt her. And she said to her mother, you know what? No, I'm not going. Mother says, what do you mean? It's Christmas. No, I'm not going to go over there. Because everybody who shows up is either drunk or in the process of getting drunk. Hey, the whole family are a bunch of alcoholics. And I'm not going to do it. And I said to her when I talked to her on the phone last night, good for you. It's something, you know, at this time of year, there are these pressures that are brought to me. On the other side, this is the dark side of it. As you just suggested, dysfunctional family stuff. We pretty much all come from dysfunction one way or another. It's how we let it take over our lives or not. And for me, this woman is an inspiration because she has not let it. I mean, it has in past years been something, but she just decided this year that she'd had enough, not going to do it anymore. Period. End of story. And I think that that's a wonderful message. It's if you can't influence it for the positive, if you can't make it better, and it just pulls you apart, then why would you do it? Because you want somebody else to feel good and you want to feel bad? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? Does that make any sense to you, Jennifer? Have we done it?
Can you hear me? I was saying as a girl it does, I think.
Yeah. It's for more than girls who are more likely to be peacemakers than boys are, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, I think for women, it, you know, there's a lot of pressure, especially with your mom and your dad. I mean, there's always that guilt that you have to be there and do what they want you to do. But I think it's a sign of being a true adult when you stand up and take care of yourself because no
Merry
one else
Christmas.
Will.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, that's right. So Christmas dinner this year, 41% of you said it was at your house. This is the poll from yesterday. Let's see, 15% said at my children's home, 13% said I'm not sure yet, 11% said at another member of my family's home, and then down from there, 6% said we're going to eat out.
Bring the Chinese food.
I had Chinese food last night. It was awful. Uh-oh. You know, that's one of the things about traveling like this that I really don't like. The
food
is garbage. Most of these places are on the high. It's just, yeah. And you get the point after having it, what, 4 or 5 days I've been eating this stuff. And I just am I'm eager for my daughter's home-cooked meal.
I was going to say, you're really ready for a kitchen.
I am. Yeah, exactly. All right, so at any rate, we have a lot of Christmas presents in terms of what you hear on the radio to drop on you. Help yourself. You can help us make the Christmas presents by calling 800-510-8255. Let's see what we can share, because Christmas, among every other value that comes from Christmas, is about sharing and caring. So let's do lots of that today on Good Day. It's 14 past the hour with Jennifer and Doug.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or pass. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring 3 decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits. And Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
It's the last minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard to find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchased. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Merry Christmas from Good Day, 18 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. I have my iPad open, and I'm sending, as we're having our conversations, I'm doing double duty. I'm sending greetings back to people who have sent me greetings. I just got opened up a picture of a group of people in an advertising agency that I do business with, and I'm just sending them back. I thought you'd be getting a kick out of the fact that I'm using my iPad and doing that.
Very proud of you this year.
Yes, we're doing a lot to open up the world for technology.
Next year, next week when we do the year in review, I'm going to say that this is what I am most proud of you.
Proud moment. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we're talking about Christmas. Also a little about the Christmas cost of gasoline. Ed's up in Alaska listening to Good Day. What's the price? What's the story up there, Ed?
Well, it's $4.09 now.
Ooh, now, can't you just tap into a line up there, Ed? How come it's so expensive?
I have no idea, but maybe the president will let us get drilling up here in the Arctic. We've got all kinds of gas and oil, but we just can't drill for it. You know
this is Sarah Palin. I'm not necessarily one of her biggest fans, but when she went around saying
"drill baby,
drill man," that's
and she's right.
Of course, she's right. Absolutely. And up in Alaska, where there's more oil than there is any place else in the country, what an outrage that you're paying $4.09 a gallon when oil by
the Saudis.
Well, and the fact that there's so much oil in Alaska is being piped down to the ports so they can be put on tankers and brought to Japan doesn't make any sense to anybody. And people say, well, it's just the open market and however much oil there is, and that's what affects the prices. You know what? There's no common sense involved in that at all. The pipeline produces, or the oil coming out of the ground and the pipeline moving it, produces all kinds of things that are good for Alaska, including warmth to keep a lot of the animals safe. There have been prolific expansion of lots of different wildlife because of this, and the environmental people said, you can't have this, it'll ruin the environment. It hasn't ruined the environment at all. Does it make any sense to anybody that people in Alaska, where there's so much oil, are paying $4.09? Ed, I'm sorry. It just doesn't make any sense. I hope you do have a Merry Christmas, though, in spite of that silly stuff. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There was another story about somebody's...
Hello.
This guy, Gary Cole, remember him? Last year he shot a movie called Midgets vs. Mascots, in which he plays a porn mogul. And apparently he flashed his...
Hello.
...during one of the shots. As the movie got put together, his shot of his...
Hello.
...stayed in. He wants it cut out.
This is our last show of 2011. It's the last one. I want to take 1 second to acknowledge the people who made my last year of jokes possible. Should we do that right now?
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Congressman Wiener. Remember him? Charlie Sheen. Silvio Berlusconi. Newt Gingrich. Herman Cain. And Chaz Bono. I guess what I'm really trying to say is I owe it all to men and their penises. That's what I... There's a common theme there. God bless them all.
Well, the Pope came out again this week against materialism. He says, for Christmas time, the Pope believes instead of giving material presents, you should give of yourself. You can really tell the Pope's not married, can't you? Guys, you try the present. Why, honey, I gave you the gift of me.
Well, you know what it is? It's the winter solstice, ladies and gentlemen. Shortest day of the year. Shortest day of the year. Interesting coincidence. Tonight is the longest night of your lives. Shortest day of the year. The longest day of the year, anytime you have lunch with Regis. That's the longest.
Yeah. Reach out there plugging his book. He's on every television program. Every time I turn on the TV, it's like he's not leaving.
That's good.
I saw him on Rachel Ray's show the other day plugging his book, and because he's so popular and people love him so much, what a foolish mistake they made at ABC. At any rate, one of the problems this year is the shortage of mistletoe. Did you know that?
Find any anywhere. You're right.
They can't because there isn't any around. Whatever happened to wherever it grows, I'm not sure where it grows, actually, but I know that there is an extreme shortage of it, and where you do find it, it costs about twice as much as last year, which brings me around to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the price
of
gasoline.
If you have a mistletoe belt.
Oh. Excuse me? This is... Yeah, I know you are. So the cost of gasoline, we were talking about the price and where it is now, and Jennifer and I both think that it's much less expensive than it has been in the last 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Apparently what's going on, and some of the suckers on talk radio programs, this is because the news media has said the price of gasoline is up. It is up on an average of, Michael, what did you find, 24 cents or something from last year? generally across the board. And so, yes, from last year to this year, it's more expensive. And there's no reason for that. There is no justification for it. We all know that. In terms of what the realities are now from, let's say, 4 or 5 months ago, the price is down and down fairly substantially in many places. What's it like where you are? 800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting that Conan O'Brien mentioned Congressman Wiener, former congressman, who yesterday he and his wife celebrated the birth of a baby boy. And again, apparently they're staying together after all of that huzzurai.
Yeah.
So, you know, that says something about her. And maybe it says something about him, too. Although he's made, if we were to nominate, maybe we should do this next week, who's the jerk of the year? He's got to be right up there.
Yeah. But he didn't cheat, if you don't count that cheating.
Huh?
Well, he just was sending out pictures. He wasn't, doing anything.
So they say. One way or the other. Okay.
Oh, weird.
So I've decided that we, because I don't think we have a, do we have a Christmas artist of the day today, Michael? Oh, we do have that one. Okay. All right, so let's save, I was thinking it would be kind of appropriate to come up with some jokes, Christmas jokes.
Oh, I like
for
that.
Christmas presents. So we're going to do that. I think it's very neat to just, we're going to let all of our hair down and just have some fun. So prepare for fun today as we wish everybody a Merry Christmas on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you'll be traveling, which means you'll be spending some time away from home, don't leave your private property unprotected. Of course, there are the usual techniques like stopping your mail and leaving the lights on a timer. But don't forget to ask a neighbor to put out your trash cans. Now, it may sound like an imposition, but it can be a telltale sign to somebody wanting to burglarize your house when everyone else on the street has their cans out and you don't. Now, if you really trust your neighbors, then ask them to move your cars periodically to give the impression that someone is home. And be smart about broadcasting your whereabouts. As tempting as it may be to post vacation photos on Facebook or Twitter, it's also a clear sign no one's home. Save the updates for when you return. And if you really want to keep a close eye on things, consider investing in a home security monitoring device. The View Camera System and YCam are two wireless solutions that can monitor your home while you're away. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I'm wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho-ho-ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order, world government...
These and other crucial end-time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Most of us to believe that the year is at a close, and next week at this time we'll be wishing Happy New Year to everybody closing out the year 2011, which has been kind of a stucco year.
Do you know that my death calendar everybody. Is still on March?
Good for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I'm a little behind.
Yeah, what a wonderful Christmas present, though, it is that we have the opportunity to spend time together. Jennifer Horn is here. Richie is under the weather because he went to a party last night and acted like an 18-year-old. Maybe he'll wander in sooner or later. Michael Fortier, who is one of the charmers that works on this program behind the scenes for the most part, is at the controls in our main studio in Washington. And it's time for us to, as we work our way through Christmas week all month long, during this particular part of the program, had our Christmas star of the day. Some of them have been folks that we've met before because we've been doing this for about 10 years through the month of December. We bring in somebody who's produced some really neat music and has a great story to tell. And that's the case with our Christmas star of the day today, Jennifer. His name is Jeff McGinnis.
Uh-huh.
He has a band called J.D. Mack and Sierra Rodeo. Good heavens.
Ooh.
Where did that all come from?
Yeah.
Jeff McGinnis, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm right here in Van Nuys, California.
Hey, I'm right down the street.
Yeah, Jennifer.
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's 3:30 here in L.A. And,
yes, I know.
Windy and cold.
Let's hear it for 3:30 in the morning. I'm in Phoenix, and it's 4:30 here, so this is like the middle of the day for most of us. Yeah, well, there are people all around the country. In fact, all around the world, people are listening to you right now. Mr. McGinnis, and I think that the story that we want to tell is around this song that you wrote called Season's Greetings, your favorite holiday memories. Let's play a little of it, and then let's talk about the inspiration for this song that you wrote. Season's Greetings.
All right.
Jeff
There's
McGinnis.
There's a magic that starts with Thanksgiving. A spirit of goodwill from things to do. Pretty lights to be hung along the rooftops, blowing in the night green, red, orange, and blue. So take down all those boxes marked Christmas. Find the ornaments, pretty lights, garland too. Spend those magic holiday moments like childhood ones you knew. Christmas wishes, my friend, from me to you. Season's greetings, those happy holiday feelings. Your friends and family gather round your Christmas tree. Season's greetings, a fire warm the evenings. Snowflake up your window.
like this very much. Very, very much. Jeff McGinnis, a Vietnam veteran, lives in Van Nuys, California, is our Christmas star of the day. So you wrote this as a memory to what you experienced growing up in America. So I'm going to guess, because if you're a Vietnam vet, you got to be about the same age as I am.
Well, I was in Vietnam. I was in Vietnam 69 to 70. I wrote this song, believe it or not, it was right after 9/11. And I was reflecting on all that is good in America. And I started thinking about things when I was a kid and how, you know, around the holidays, it brings out the best in people. You know, and I started thinking about being a kid, you know, and bringing down the boxers marked Christmas and just, you know, having a great time and when everybody feels their best, you know, and you wish that everybody could feel that way all year, you know.
You sound like a clone of me. I want to call you. What was your rank when you were in the service?
I got up to E4. I had a sergeant stripe coming, but they wanted to let me out a month early, so I said, okay, I'll do that.
All right. I'm going to call you Sergeant McGinnis, though, anyway. It just feels right. So, as you have dedicated this to the troops that are on duty, and whether they're in Afghanistan or wherever they may be, you've decided to donate 25% of the sales to some of the people that are helping make this a better holiday for the troops overseas, right?
Absolutely. I wanted to make sure. You know, you got to give back. I mean, I'm 63. I'm lucky to be here, and I appreciate living in the greatest country on earth, you know. And around the holidays, like, we all feel pretty good. And there's a lot of guys that are pretty long distance from home right now. And I remember, hey, even a Coke and a Hershey bar when you're in Vietnam was like, you know, something that it connects you with home. It's really nice, things like
right.
that.
So what have you done, beside being a vet and beside a writer and putting together a lot of this music, what have you done as a lot of these people that we've been talking to, music isn't the only way they make a living. I'm suspecting that you probably have something else that you do besides treat people to your holiday music.
Well, my dad was a general contractor, so he raised a pretty good carpenter, and I've been able to fall back on that over the years and do construction. Mm-hmm. And I've done some telemarketing, and hey, nowadays, especially, you know, a lot of people out of work and stuff, you do what you can to make ends meet and pay the bills. You know,
it's kind of indicative of where we are in the music business right now. You have, and I'm interested in also understanding why the band is called J.D. Mack and Sierra Rodeo. That's got to have a story attached to it.
My dad used to take me to the Sierras in Yosemite when I was a kid, and I've been up Highway 395, and I guess Jennifer would know about that in California. One of my favorite places in the world is going up Mammoth and Bishop mm-hmm. and all those kind of places, and I've been in and out of Sierras hiking my whole life, and I just it just kind of rang with me. I thought Sierra something, Sierra Rodeo, and I thought that sounds like a good name for a group, and I was going to release something country, you know, in the last 6 months, and I ended up with this Christmas song, and I put it together, and here it is, you know.
So why don't we're going to encourage you to do something country, because that's how the great careers, doesn't make any difference how old you are, great careers begin at any stage of life. It's, and I think, I'm serious. I think a lot of people who have had certain jobs and have been connected to things maybe for 30, 35 years, when they get to be your age or our age, they think, you know what, this hasn't been as fulfilling as I wanted it to be. I want to do something else.
Yeah.
I want to do what I really want to do. It's never too late.
Never. Yeah, it's like the Frank Sinatra song, I've been a puppet, a pirate, a poet, and a king, and all those other things. I mean, look at Willie Nelson. I mean, he wrote Crazy and didn't make a lot of money on that, but years later, as he was older, became famous. Look at Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
You know, he was chicken.
Doesn't matter.
It's a really a great tribute to you. The song that we're going to play again, Season's Greetings, is available. You know, there's not a website, but you can find the songs. What other songs have you done beside this, by the way?
Well, I do have a song that I'm going to be putting out next year called Close the Door. And I also have a song of faith that I wrote called The Heart of a Child. Mm-hmm. And I've already completed that. So there's a few things that I just want to put out there. I'm not getting any younger. I mean, like my dad said before he passed away, what are you waiting for? You know?
Exactly. Find what you like and do it. You can find the tunes from Jeff McGinnis on iTunes and Amazon.
iTunes and Amazon, and it comes up under Sierra Rodeo on Amazon, and I think it's J.D. Mack and Sierra Rodeo on iTunes.
And as a matter of fact, I made it a point to put all the music from the Christmas Stars of the Day at DougStephan.com, so you can click on the link at DougStephan.com and find this cool song, Season's Greetings, from Jeff McGinnis, who has done not only great things with the music, but once again, he's donating 25% of the sales of this song to organizations that send gift packages to our troops overseas. So congratulations, Sergeant McGinnis. Thank you for being here. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Let's have some more season's greetings.
Season's greetings, those happy holiday feelings. Friends and we gather round your Christmas tree. Season's greetings, a fire to warm the evening. Snowflakes out your window, Christmas Eve.
Wow, there's so much traveling going on today, Jennifer. Today and tomorrow, not as much as the day before Thanksgiving, but there will be tens of millions of people who are flying.
Hitting the road, yeah.
It is because of the storms, the Northeast now, affected by that storm that came across the Midwest that I fortunately, knock on wood, avoided.
You drove around
just
it.
Just driving around it.
Adding a few miles here and there.
Yeah, added a couple of 300 miles to the trip, but it was nice. I'm coming over. I don't like to go over the same route. For those of you who may or may not know, every year at this time, I travel around the country bringing my dog Charlotte from the East Coast to the West Coast, where we spend a lot of time over the winter with my two children in Santa Monica. And so the effort is also to visit different places. Like yesterday, I was at Fort Bliss doing the program. And I often go to radio stations, but because I had to change the route, we'd arranged to go to some radio stations based on the old route. But I didn't want to get myself stuck someplace for a day or two. And if you see some of the pictures on the national news of the cars overturned, people stuck. You heard the stories of, let's see, there was a 19-year-old girl, seems to me, was stuck in a car for days.
Yeah,
she had,
I heard about
two
that.
Candy bars or something, that was it. And then the husband and wife and the 5-year-old that were in the car and the 9-year-old that were there for 3 or 4 days, and they were finally rescued. So those are stories that you do hear at this time of year, because it's a time of year, especially if you're in the Rockies and you come across through the Midwest and into the Northeast. Hey, it's wintertime. We now have officially begun winter, not only because the calendar says so, but because the weather says so. Although here where I am, I think it's pretty... this is moderate for this time of year here. Temperatures in the 40s as they go across northern Arizona. And that Megan said to me yesterday it was 70-something in Los Angeles.
Yeah, warmer
yesterday,
during the day,
so.
Yep.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, the weather is a factor in how you enjoy the holidays, but getting together and having your friends and coming up with something that's worthwhile. I thought that one of the really special things about Jeff McGinnis is that donation of 25% of the sales of the organization to the organizations that send gifts to the troops overseas. And that was the spirit in which I engaged my agreement with the folks at the Food Supply Depot. To sort of refresh your memories, for those of you who may not have heard me talk about this, it's a wonderful operation that has taken the best in our food technology. The space race has provided us with an awful lot of great stuff. NASA has perfected a way to freeze-dry food, and these folks at the Food Supply Depot have taken that one step further by finding the finest quality food possible and putting it through this, using this technique, putting it through this process, so that now you can get freeze-dried food that lasts for 20 years. This stuff has a shelf life, Jennifer, of 20 years. And I've tasted it. It's wonderfully delicious. And if you look at the nutrition labels on the side of this stuff, you'll think you're eating some gourmet meal from a big five-star hotel restaurant. That's how good this stuff is, and very inexpensive. So when the shelves have been stripped bare because you're in a snowstorm like the one we're talking about across the Midwest and up into the Northeast, you lose your power, you can't go anywhere, you need to have something that supplies your family with something that's good nutrition, all you have to do is add water to this product. What you do is go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, or you can go to DougSteffen.com and look in the friends box for the Food Supply Depot logo. You get the information on gathering the 72 hours worth of food for you and your family. It's very easy. And as with Sergeant McGinnis, I'm making sure that part of the purchase price of these items be donated to the Veterans Research Corporation, which benefits medical research for veterans. So a great thing to do at a great time of year. Purchase the food from foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Get free shipping to boot. Protect yourself and your family. and get good, really good quality food at a good price. This is about your survival and the survival of your family in case of an emergency. A great Christmas present to give to the people in your family. If you give them a gift certificate or you tell them this stuff is on the way, it probably would work wonderfully well. I know that I've done this, and I hope you will too. Again, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Dr. Ken coming up in just a minute with his daily dose of important medical information for us on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
All month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. And look for specially marked Iams bags with over $35 worth of coupons inside. Good on Iams and other great products. Don't miss these great Iams deals and more. Going on now only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
In the know, a new Duracell survey reveals nearly 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their kids. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the Battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
This holiday season, Duracell is providing helpful tips and giving away this year's hottest toys to Facebook fans each and every hour. In addition, 30,000 Duracell batteries will be donated to kids in need to power their holiday toys.
Find out more at Facebook.com/Duracell.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
It's 11 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our medical expert, is here. Has a tragic story about this baby who died. So what's the outgrowth of that, Ken?
Doug, Walmart has pulled Enfamil baby formula as a precautionary after a baby's death. This is powdered infant formula. It's been pulled from more than 3,000 stores nationwide after a newborn Missouri boy became gravely ill with an infection. There's no formal recall. They've tested the stock. They haven't identified a bug, but they're just doing this as a precaution. So if you have Enfamil baby formula at home, you may want to wait a few days before you give it to your babies.
Okay, now, Enfamil comes in both liquid and powdered form. I would be very curious to know if it was made in America or someplace else. And you know where if it comes from Walmart,
it was made here, the powdered form.
Okay, all right. Is the liquid form from America as well?
It was, you know? I will have to research that, but it was the powdered form that this infant took.
All right. Measuring the brain and its relationship to Alzheimer's, big story today.
Yes. If you don't have Alzheimer's disease, this is from the University of Pennsylvania, my old alma mater medical school, and you have a small cortex, you may be at higher risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. The cortex is the top part of the brain that does all the thinking. It can be measured. Interesting study.
Yeah, it is interesting. All right, Dr. Ken, we can always count on you for interesting, important information from the world of medicine on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
In Jingle Bell Square, in the frosty air, what a bright time! It's the right time to rock the night.
Now 20.
What's ready?
Not quite.
No, Doug.
That's making 53 past the hour. It's a swell time to go riding in the one-horse sleigh, and also to bring a special message to you from Alex Goldfain, who is our technology tailor. That coming up in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or pass. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
After more than 3 years and over 800 Technology Tailor Minutes, this one is the last one. I'd like to do two things in these next and final 60 seconds. Talk about technology and thank some very good people. First, about the technology. Nothing in business moves faster than technology. Things advance at lightning speeds. For example, back in 2008, when we first started the Technology Tailor Minute, there were no Android phones. Today, it's the most popular smartphone software on the planet. In 2008, the iPad was not something that most people could even imagine. Today, for millions, it's a way of life. What a fascinating business to cover. Now, the thanks. My biggest thank you goes to Bob Klopfenstein, who has listened to and produced every one of these minutes. He's patient, talented, and I'm grateful to him. Also, I want to thank Doug Steffen, whose nationally syndicated morning program has carried our feature since the beginning. Thanks to all of the other radio stations involved as well. And finally, thanks to you, the listeners. It was wonderful to speak to you every day. And for the final time, at least for now, I'm Alex Goldfain.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/24.
All right, now Shelley Palmer up here with more info. I'm still holding up, by the way, Jennifer. Hope that Alex Gofain comes back again.
Me too.
His stuff is very worthwhile.
I like Alex.
Yeah, he is good. Shelley Palmer is good as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things he's following here is the plan from Verizon to eliminate the traditional television set, the box that you used to have, you know, if you have a Verizon. Like I have Fios.
Right.
In my house, and there's a box.
Yes, your
if you're a
box
Fios customer.
Your,
yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So Shelley says that's going to be eliminated. Let's find out how.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Verizon plans to eliminate the traditional television set-top box in 2012 for Fios customers. The clunky box under your TV will be replaced with a media server that can stream HDTV to all of the devices in your home, including mobile devices and game consoles. In other news, Experian Hitwise released the most searched terms of 2011, and Facebook dominated the list. The social network accounted for over 3% of all web searches, with four of the top 10 search terms being variations of Facebook.com. Facebook also accounted for over 10% of all website visits. And finally, Steve Jobs will receive a posthumous Grammy Award for his technological innovations in the music space. The Academy is honoring him with the award for introducing iTunes and the iPod, stating that they transformed the way people consume music and media. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
With the price of stamps increasing, sending mail was getting more and more expensive. So in order to save some money, I've trained this crew of carrier pigeons to deliver my mail for me. Do they always get it right? Nope. Do my letters make it on time? That would be nope. Do they sometimes get lost? You got that one right. But who has two thumbs and isn't buying stamps? This guy, that's who.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Verizon, I think that's interesting news for those of us who have those set, those boxes. They're just kind of cumbersome. Otherwise, Facebook is number one. One of the other things you said there, and most in the term, most search terms of the year,
mm-hmm.
Facebook dominates the list. I was looking at the Yahoo list of things that were number one, and it's kind of a strange list because it isn't about things. It's mostly about people.
People, yeah, most people. Search celebrities.
Right. So some of the lists apparently are dominated by things rather than people. But Yahoo, I guess, because I follow it, you do too, follow the trends. We oftentimes talk about it here. It is, now that I think about it, more related to the people in our country and around the world as well. 59.